These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
All right, everybody, it's time for another Qayshi Tapes. I'm John Hewlett with the mighty Favaz.
Hello, John. And, of course, the Qayshi Tapes is brought to you by Black Raven AFC. A great website is an extension of your business, U-Man. It's always ready, always on, and adaptable to meet whatever needs present themselves. So if you want to be ready for the future, you need more than just a positive outlook. You need a good website. And Black Raven AFC, they work with businesses like yours every day to develop beautiful, reliable websites that can streamline your current processes and put you in a ready position for the road ahead. Be ready, be prepared. With a website from Black Raven, you can be. Go to blackravendigital.com and reach up today.
This is show number 80, and it's an interview that Favaz did with Alan White of Yes.
And I have no idea when it was. All I know is that it was pretty cool to talk to Alan White. I know Yes is one of your favorite bands. Mm-hmm. I did this interview when Rick Wakeman rejoined the band to tour. And it was really cool to talk to Alan. I mean, he was just a really nice guy. And,
yeah, so, and this was on the phone or in person?
This was on the phone.
On the phone.
And for whatever reason, the beginning is clipped. You don't hear the proper beginning, but you hear Alan talking, just talking. So
just talking about something.
Something. Here we go.
We've had a couple of months rest here, like we all needed. But
yeah,
be glad to get back out on the road again, especially with Rick coming back to the band. It gives you that nostalgic kind of feeling. But the band, you know, was playing as good as ever last time around, and I think it'll be better with Rick, too. So it'll be good.
That is the big news, and let's talk about that more. Rick Wakeman is back in the band. How hard was it to get Rick to say, yeah, I'll go out on tour?
Actually, I think Rick's been teetering there for quite a while. It's like, you know, it's just a matter of when and how his commitments and our commitments kind of matched up. And
when his capes came in from the cleaners, of course, you know, that's always take a while to clean.
He was ready to go.
Capes are clean. Where are we going?
And, I think, you know, he was available and he said, yeah, it'd be great. Play with the band again. So, we just been swapping emails and talking on the phone and getting a set list together and all that kind of stuff. So, working hard at it and looking forward to it.
Once again, Yes, at the UMB Bank Pavilion, Thursday, July 25th. Reserve tickets are $49.50, $39.
Remember back when we could go to concerts? Those were great days.
Yeah, and also we used to call it the UMB Bank Pavilion.
Oh, yeah, that gives you a time frame of when
kind
this interview
of, yeah.
was.
Mm-hmm.
90s.
2000s
or early
might
2000.
Be late 90s or early 2000s. Yep. 50 Lawn or 1950. And once again, they'll go on sale this Saturday at 10. And I have a pair of third row to give away here in just a little bit. So what can we expect that night, Alan? Is this going to be something that's going to cover the entire Yes spectrum?
Well, you know, we could be on stage for 5 or 6 hours.
I know you could.
With all the stuff people want us to play, especially on the internet, you get requests all the time. But actually, I think we'll be doing quite a few of the older songs that Rick was famous from before. But at the same time, I think we're going to add some of the newer stuff in there. And he's told us that he's looking forward to playing it. He likes it.
That's good. Let's talk about the lineup real quick. This is the classic Yes lineup that will be out there. John Anderson, Steve Howe, Chris Squire, Rick Wakeman, and Alan White, of course.
So that's right.
People are getting the real deal this time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this band was probably the band that was put together for the longest of any of Yes bands, right through the 70s, kind of. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we have a great relationship with each other, and I think the music will tell that when we get on stage.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was 2002. That's when they played what was Riverport, what is now Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. They called it UMB Bank Pavilion. That's when they played. It was July of 2002. They played there, so this was, you know, that year.
18 years ago.
Yeah, how about
that? Crazy?
It's weird.
I mean, when you think about when we were doing things in 2000s, think 18 years back from that, so that'd be 1982. In 2000, you were thinking 82 was ancient history.
Right, right.
And
now that's ancient history.
Yeah, now that is ancient history.
I wasn't even a father then.
No.
It's crazy. That's something to say, man. I mean, what year from, Yes, 1969, was that when you guys formed? Something
the
like that?
The band actually was formed in 68.
All these years, you guys still get along.
I joined the band in 72, so I'm the youngest guy.
Okay. Bill Bruford was the original drummer.
I was always the youngest in the band until Trevor Rabin came along.
Ah, that's right, Trevor. Who could forget that? That was a great period for Yes, too.
Yeah, through the '80s. Yeah,
absolutely. But is it surprising to you that you guys still get along even after all these years?
No, not really, because I think everybody's very well tempered minds, and everybody is very understanding about everybody else, and if they want to.
His British accent is almost gone.
Yeah, that almost sounds like a Irish.
Yeah, very. It just sounds almost American, like he is. Mm-hmm. You know? That happened to Dave Mason, too. Dave Mason practically has no accent at all.
I guess if you spend enough time in a place, you'll acclimate to it.
Venture off and do their solo projects and stuff like that. We all accommodate that, but it's really like coming back to the nest, and it's the big Yes egg rolling down the hill, and we keep on playing.
We're talking.
And, it just gets better for me all the time. It just, the band was, firing on all 16 last time.
Wow, that's great. We're talking to Alan White, the drummer from Yes, and let's talk about this In a Word thing that's coming out. It's called In a Word, Yes, 1969 to present, pretty much.
That's right.
This thing is very impressive. How many CDs is this going to be?
I think it's a 5-set CD that's coming out.
55 tracks.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there. Plus, there's information in there there is tracks that have been recorded in Paris that have been kind of bootleg tapes until now, and we're putting some of it on this whole release. So all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I think people will really enjoy it.
Including 6 previously unreleased tracks.
And, yes, exactly.
An 80-page booklet with writings from Cameron Crowe, Pearl Jam, Stone Gossard, Geddy Lee of Rush.
Right.
This thing sounds really, really cool.
No, it's a kind of collector's item. It'd be a really good value deal for you.
And you had a band like Yes. The music was so complicated, like the Relayer album and Tales of Topographic Oceans albums. Those were all one song on each side, type
right.
thing. So what was it? The outtakes must have been ridiculous. And the edits and stuff, it must have been just a much more different recording process for them than it was for any other rock band out there. It was so complicated.
I have always wondered how you put something like that together, how you do a song, like you said, one song per side. Rush didn't really do that, but they were kind of known for it. So, and Metallica has some long songs.
Yeah.
So I'm just talking about long songs in general. I have no idea how Yes did what they did.
I know.
They were great.
And I think they just rehearsed those things and just did them as live as possible, recorded them that way. That's the way I kind of remember it. But, so the outtakes he's talking about here must be, I haven't seen this thing, this
right.
release. I don't know. It happened 18 years ago, too. So who knows where it even is anymore. How do you get it? I guess you can get it out there. But I forgot what my point was going to be, but... Yeah, it must be a lot of long outtakes.
Mm-hmm. Is it amazing to you the staying power that Yes has after all these years? I mean, you guys have your loyal core.
We just keep going on and on, on and on, because I think we created a kind of music that was slightly different than other people at that time, and we developed it and got into it and reflected on the past and just used it as something that was uniquely sounding. So it, there's not very many Yes clone bands around.
No, there's not. Once again, the In a Word.
Well, there are some now, but very few. We have one out of St. Louis here that's pretty good.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
Heard the 55-track CD set from Yes will be in stores on July 30th. Now, this other thing is pretty cool, too. Yes Symphonic, a DVD, which will be released on June 18th. Tell us about that thing.
We recorded it in Amsterdam. On the European tour we did.
Oh, gee, what a bummer.
But 2 days in Amsterdam is pretty horrendous. If you make it out alive, you're good.
Tell me about Amsterdam. I don't know all that much about it.
Well, Amsterdam has...
Drug capitals of the world.
Yeah, you could smoke dope, hash. You could go to the red light district. And we had an engineer here at Casey. And he would go... He's been there twice. And he would have... Asian for dinner, and then he would have an Asian girl later.
Oh, you know, I see.
So that's the kind of stuff that you can do in Amsterdam, and it's all legal.
Yeah.
You know, and so that was the deal that, you know, why I was joking with Alan there.
It was really, really good. And we had a Polish orchestra playing with us. It was about a 45-piece orchestra, and these people were really, really good. A lot of young musicians in the band, and it was just a good atmosphere for the whole tour. On that tour, we went through Russia, and we played Poland. We played a lot of different areas, and they were just good fun to have along, and they were really excited. They were all big fans of the band, so that always helps.
Wow. So, Yes Symphonic, once again, the new DVD will be in stores on June 18th. And once again, if maybe you're new to Yes, and I'm sure all the old heads out there that have all their albums and stuff like that, why don't you just get In a Word, which is Yes, 1969 to the present, 55 tracks, six previously unreleased, and that'll be in stores right after you hit St. Louis, which is July 25th. That'll be in stores on July 30th.
It'll take them on a journey, 55 tracks like that.
No kidding.
You know, this COVID-19 period we're in right now also makes me worry about, will we ever see some of these artists again, you know, because they're all coming out right now. All these older rock stars are trying to get out there and,
That's how they make some money.
Yeah, make some money, but just also bring the music that they recorded live, that's historic music, to the people at least one more time. And this is precious time we're losing, you know.
Yeah,
to get
it
those
is.
Shows in, so I don't know. It's kind
and
of
the older folks are the ones that are more, you know, the most susceptible to getting the disease.
Yeah.
That's when you that's when you put the shades down and get the bong out, right, Alan?
Not me. I have to play the stuff.
So, what do you do when you're not in Yes, Alan? How do you spend your time?
Lots of things. I have a boat, and then I'm actually speaking to you from Seattle. I live in Seattle.
Oh, do you really?
Looking a lake, yeah.
Wow. Now,
Wow. And I have a 19-year-old and 18-year-old that take up a lot of time.
I bet
they're both going off to college. So, and I have a studio in my house. I'm writing. And I have lots of friends at Microsoft, and we do lots of computer stuff. So we're working on writing new songs.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here, and if you can't remember anything, that's cool. But Yes has been through St. Louis so many times, playing all different kinds of buildings, and Casey's been in Yes's corner forever. Do you have any memories in particular of St. Louis?
The first time I ever played in St. Louis was at the Keel.
Yes,
all remember Keel.
Everybody remembers the Keel, man.
Yeah.
On now, it's with the Keel Auditorium.
Keel Auditorium. Uh-huh. And I thought, well, we're playing this place. It's really small.
Well, wait a minute. Could it have been the Opera House?
No. It was actually Keel Auditorium. Oh, okay. I remember it. St. Louis has always been a great city for the band.
Yes, it has.
Maybe small in terms of some of the other buildings.
Where they were playing, what they were used to.
The Keel Auditorium, if I remember correctly, once you put the stage in there, 14,000?
Yeah,
maybe.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, so not 19, 20,000.
Right.
That might have been the case.
Like the Checker Dome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I've done drum clinics there at the drum store there.
Ah,
too.
Drum headquarters probably,
yeah.
I'm assuming.
And I spent a couple of days there at that time.
Wow.
I find it a fun city.
Good. Do you remember who was on the bill with you that night at all? At Keel Auditorium?
I think it may have been Poco.
Poco, wow.
I know, that's a while ago, isn't it?
Holy cow.
I know, well, you know, the Eagles opened for us for three tours in a row.
Wow. Huh.
In those days, so.
Man.
But, you know, the band is a survivor. And
absolutely.
Like I say.
How about that? The Eagles opening.
You just learned something. How about that?
Three tours in a row.
Gosh.
So, yeah, 70, and sometime in the 70s. When did the Eagles come along? 70.
Early in the 70s.
73, well, something like that.
I was just going to say that they must have really liked them.
Yeah, they were both kind of in their infancies.
I bet they had a good time with them.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying playing as much as I did then, if not more.
That's good. Alan White of Yes, the drummer. Thanks for being on with us today. I tell you what, I think I'll give away a pair of third row right now. Does that sound all right?
There you go.
Boy, that would be nice to
see. Tell them to hold the hand up.
That's right. Third row to see Yes, July 25th at the UMB Bank Pavilion. We'll do like caller number 20 at 969-1111, 1-800-842-KASHI. You'll sit in the third row. I'll have second row tomorrow and front row on Friday. Once again, Alan White of Yes. Alan, it's a pleasure talking to you, and we can't wait to see you in just a couple
it's
months.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. And be glad to get to St. Louis.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Can't wait to be outdoors. Right. It'll be nice and hot by then. So let's do let's do an 80s track right now from Yes. So we're going to do something from 90125. It Can Happen. You like that one, Alan?
Yeah. That is a good song to play.
That's a damn good song. This is Yes now on Casey, the Rock of St. Louis.
All right, there you go. Yeah, because by the time the Eagles came along, they were superstars. Yes was.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm thinking that I Chris Squire, the bass player who is deceased, I know I've interviewed him. I just know it. He was the one that talked about David Gilmour, I guess.
Mm.
But I just remember them saying that, and if Alan didn't say it in the interview, it's got to be Chris Squire.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I think I've interviewed him too. I was just talking to my wife about this the other day. Who was it that somebody came on TV and I said, you know what? I know that I interviewed that person. I don't have the tape to prove it, but I know I've met that person, interviewed that person. I wish everything, too bad we just didn't realize. We didn't realize that everything we were doing back then was going to have value and was going to be important for the future.
Yeah.
Now, we have a lot. Don't get me wrong. Casey, we've
preserved
a lot.
Yeah, this is like we didn't save anything.
Yeah, like this is episode 80 of the Casey tapes, but... boy, there's still a lot out there, a lot that happened that didn't get documented. And it's so frustrating sometimes just to think back on what was missed, But that's why we do this thing, to try to help preserve a lot of this stuff we still have.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it would go where? Yeah, nowhere.
I don't know. I'd still have it in my basement.
Yeah. Yeah, in a storage bin somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
All right, we have a lot more shows to do in the future, so... check us out every week. It's the Casey Tapes. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter, at STLUMan. And on Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
And I am Favaz. And remember, the Casey Tapes is brought to you by Black Raven AFC.
Bye.
AMF.
The Casey Tapes with Hewman and Favaz. For more on the history of Casey, go to Casey95.com or the Casey mobile app.